Thank you. Good evening. I would like to make some remarks, some comments on what we have heard this afternoon that I found it was very, very interesting. My impression is that we heard about a wide range of actions that are undertaken and can be undertaken for resilience improvement. And we can divide these actions in two great categories: improvement of knowledge and practical structural prevention actions. And it was, I was really impressed by the program for the Los Angeles Resilience Improvement for the practical actions that are being undertaken. But I would like to make some remarks on the question of the knowledge of improvement, improvement of knowledge. I really agree with what Kyriazis Spiridakis said about the need for data. We have a great capability of making models, but apart from the reliability and the robustness of models, the real great problem is to have well-grounded data that must feed these models. And if we don't have data, models are unuseful. On the other hand, knowledge is important in order to optimize any practical action for improving resilience. And therefore, I, in my personal experience in the Civil Protection Department and as a researcher in my previous life, I found that having good data is very expensive. Another remark is related to remote sensing. Remote sensing is an important source, but also in this case we must have a very robust infrastructure in order to have remote sensing data fully available when we need them. Unfortunately, very often we make monitoring systems that will last for 2 years, 4 years, the time of the research program during which the monitoring system is implemented. The Civil Protection Department probably is making a big effort in order to maintain monitoring systems for at least for the, not only, but I'm speaking for what I am expert, which is seismic earthquake engineering. And we have 150 or even more, 170 structures monitored permanently. For some of them, it's 20 years that they are monitored. And so we have also data for some earthquakes. Not, of course, the system is growing up during time. And now we have reached an efficiency of 95%. 95% of the system are continuously working. So it is very important to underline this aspect for what concerns monitoring and remote sensing. Satellite remote sensing is, of course, a very important source of knowledge in real time. And for what concerns this aspect, also I would like to stress a fundamental difference between what we can call predictable risks and unpredictable risk. We all agree that earthquakes are unpredictable. So what we can do, let's say in quasi-real time, is to have a good knowledge of what could be the effects, the consequences of an earthquake in the first 10, 15 minutes after an earthquake has occurred. Otherwise, we have possible scenarios like the one that we have seen in the presentation. related to Los Angeles. And these are very useful in order to make some prevention and risk mitigation strategy and to improve more in general resilience. On the other hand, when we have a good monitoring system, good models, we can also make some real-time action when the event is in some way predictable with high probabilities of the order of 50-70%, like in the case of hydraulic risk, hydrogeological risk. And in this case, resilience is improved also because we can at least reduce the number of live losses. I would like also to put some questions to Craig Davis, because I was really impressed by the program of retrofitting buildings. How can you oblige people to retrofit people? I think that if we make a law in Italy that oblige people to retrofit buildings, unless they are public buildings, of course, we can have a revolution, or in any case, many trials against this provision. And in any case, another point that I would like to know is if you have a schedule of these actions, you want that within 10 years the soft story buildings are all retrofitted, or you plan to change all your water supply system within 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. This is, I think, very important to understand for us. I believe that all my, more or less, I have spent all my notes that I put down during the speech, so I can give the floor to my colleague.